Blackstone Audio presents Keep Me Posted by Lisa Beasley. This book is read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication to sisters everywhere, especially mine. Chapter 1. Later. Much later. I would regret pretending to be asleep when Leo sidled up to me in bed that night. Not that it was an isolated incident. It's just that the timing stands out as an apropos kickoff to what would be the year everything went pear-shaped. "Night, Cass," he said, coming in for a kiss. When I didn't turn toward him, he planted a soft peck behind my ear and lingered for a few seconds. "Nigh," I mumbled, my sleepy voice more indicative of my state of mind than my level of alertness. In fact, I was wide awake and mentally scheduling my morning to somehow fit in packing and an activity to exhaust the boys before sticking them in the car for our 8-hour drive. Sadly, I'd reached a point where, when faced with the options of sex or hours of sleepless anxiety, I chose the latter. Would I like some kissing and breast caressing? Nah. I think I'll formulate snarky retorts to made-up potential insults for 10 or 15 minutes. How about an orgasm or two? No thanks.